Sechta Saita Daf Test, six lines from the bottom of Daf Chesam and Beis. Mishnah just discussed, but Midah Shadon Moideh, Bob Moidenoi, that is a concept of Midah Kenegan Midah, Benegea Peronius, and that is how we treat the Saita. Now, Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Hey Rabbi Oimem, Minayin Shem Midah Shadon Moideh, Bob Moidenoi, how do you know there's a concept of Midah Kenegan Midah, Shinem Besasa, Beshalcha, Terivena, that the Pasuk states in Yeshaya, Shem gives a punishment, he does so in a precise measure. Ein Leila Saw, we only see that if it's a large measurement and someone has many Averis, then a Kaddish Baruch will judge them midah kenegan midah. It continues. Minayin l'rabbis takav v'chatzi takav. How do you know that Kodesh Baruch will also punish based on a small avera? And although it's not as large as a saw, which is six kav, Kodesh Baruch will also punish midah kenegan midah for a takav, which is like trei v'kav, which is three kav v'chatzi takav and one and a half kav, as well as a kav v'chatzi kav and a half a kav, as well as a reva, a quarter of a kav v'chatzi reva and an eighth of a kav toim v'uchla. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch will punish someone even on such a small measurement? Our states. We learned this from another pasuk in that Talmud Loim, the Pasuk states, Kichal Soyin, Soyin Barash, that every measurement HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and makes a great noise, even if it's a small measurement. Finally, Menayin should call Prutu Prutum instead of Fisuchesh Ben Gadol. How do you know that even if someone only does a small Aveira, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him at that point, but every single time he does a small Aveira, it'll eventually add up to a large amount, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution at that point? Talmud Loim, Achas L'Achas Lim Tzir Cheshbin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds one Aveira together with another in order to create a great Cheshbin. This is a repeat of what we learned yesterday, and the Gemara continues, that we also find the same concept in the Geya Saita, Shabmida Shemadda, based on the way she performed Avera, that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu also measured for her and gave her an Einish. In our Mishnah, we brought certain examples, and the Gemara will now bring multiple examples. He Amda Pesach basically Reislai, she stood outside of her house in order to appear to the Baal, Lefika Kayan Maimidal Shanikna, Umar Klein Lokal. Therefore, the Kayan takes her outside by the Shanikna, which is where all the Yidden came into the Azara, and therefore it was a very public domain. And he showed her embarrassment to everyone. He appears like Sudana and Al Risha, spread beautiful kerchiefs on her head in order to make herself appear beautiful to the Baal, the figure Kayanatal Kippum Al Risha, Menicha Tachsregla. Therefore, Mida Kenegan Mida, the Kayan takes off her hat, off of her head, and he placed it under her feet. Shloi Panah, she beautified her face by putting on cosmetics, Lefika Panah Marikais. For as the Mishnah teaches us on the Chafa Manarov, that Enam Aspekis Lishtais, Ash Panah Marikais, Vein Nao Baltais, and immediately, even while she's still drinking the Mayam Amarim, the effects of the Mayam Amarim already a scene, and her face becomes green and it looks sick. He kachlai now, and she made her eyes beautiful by putting on makeup. Therefore, her eyes will stick out. He kachlai a saira, she braided her hair to make herself beautiful for the bayal. Therefore, the kain undoes any braids that she has in her hair. He a rasalai be'etzba, she showed the bayal to come over here, and she called him hither. Therefore, her fingernails will fall out. He chagulai b'tzilzel, she put on a beautiful belt, which was a narrow silk belt. Lefika Kayan may be Chevel HaMitzri because she's a little Malamadel, and therefore the Kayan brings a Chevel HaMitzri, which is a palm fiber which was very thick and it was a disgusting looking material, and he ties a clothing that it will be above her Dadayim and above her breast. He Pashle Yasirecha, she spread her thighs for this man, Lefika Chirecha Nefelis, therefore her thighs will fall. He Kiblasa Al Kresa, she was Makabal the boil on her stomach, Lefika Bitnitsava, and therefore her stomach will swell. He Achilasa Madani Oilam, she fed him very Gishmaka foods, Lefika therefore, when she brings her carbon, it will be a mincha of sairim, generally used as animal fodder, and is generally not brought as a carbon. And the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav Beis brings a sheet of Gamliel, who is chayuk on this point in the Braisa. Not every woman could afford madani olam, therefore, that cannot be a reason why she brings a carbon of meichel behemah and a carbon of sairim. In order to explain why she brings a carbon of sairim when she's an aniyah, therefore, Gamliel states that the reason is shechashem shemaseh meis behemah, since her meisim was a meisim like an animal, kach carbon of meichel behemah, therefore, the carbon that she brings is a mincha sa'irim. And the Braisa continues, he ishkaso yayim mishubach, she gave him good wine to drink, because mishubachim in beautiful kaisais, lefika kayim mashka mayim amarim b'makedash l'chers, therefore when the kayim gives her the mayim amarim to drink, he gives it to her in disgusting looking earthenware kalim. And even though the Gemara will say later on that it has to be a new kli cheres, however the maisa, kli cheres is a symbol of something which is very cheap, disgusting, as Rashi says, pruso maguna shabakaisais. The Braisa continues, he asa besesa, she went and secluded herself with this man. Therefore, Yoshu B'Seis Elyon, Samba upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sits in seclusion in Shemayim, will take his time and come and deal with her. As Rashi says, P'nayli Parimimena, he will take his time in order to pay her and in order to give an Einish. And Rashi brings other cases where we see that the Lashon Panim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn in order to deal with something. As the Pasuk says, V'samte Ani is Panay Ba'ishahu, and it also says, V'nasate is Panay, Kulun Lashon Panayim B'kol HaSakai V'eskali Bahen. All cases, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take his time and turn away from other things, and he will deal deal with the situation. And the Brisa continues, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Iyov, Ve'in Noyev, Shamer Nefshef Leima, Loisu Shurena Ayin, Boil waits until the night, and he says that no one will see me at night, and that's when I will go and be Mizana. The Pasuk continues, V'seis upon him Yosim, that this person will think that he'll be secluded, and therefore no one will see him. But the Gemara teaches, V'seisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who is Yosha B'seisa, upon him Yosim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn his attention towards this person who did such a avera, and he'll take retribution. And the Gemara continues, Dava Acher, another pshat, he also B'seisa, HaMokim Pirsim HaBagoli, that she went and secluded herself with this man, and did a Maisa Znus, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mean Farsim at B'goloi, and he'll reveal it to everyone, Shinema, as the Pasuk states, in Mishlei, T'chasa Sinna B'mashoin, T'golo Rasei B'kol, that someone who covers up anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, and he does so in darkness, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal all of his averis in front of the entire congregation, in front of the entire kol. And Ayin Masho brings with Medrash Yaakov and Furish B'inyan Acher, as Yosh B'seisa, some ponim shall tsuas uba b'dmus ha'noyef, l'fasa ba'ilam zinusa ayin sham ba'irch, that even though this woman thought that she's secluded and no one will find out, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause the child that's born from this nus will look like the boil, and this way everyone will find out that she actually was mizano. Or continues, and he asks a question of Bryce. So, me'achad nafkale, me'achas la'achas limtsi chashbin, since we had the pasuk in Kehelis that taught us that every single avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does count, and it eventually adds up to a large amount of averas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution, or therefore ask, kichol so'in so'in b'rash lamli, why do we need a pasuk in Yeshaya to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes retribution even on someone who does a small avera, if l'chayr we notice from the pasuk that states in Kehelis of achas la'achas limtsi chashbin? And the Gemara answers, l'chamida, ein echanami, the second pasuk is teaching you that there's a concept of midah k'neged midah, and even though from the first pasuk we would know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget about anyone's mitzvahs and about anyone's averis, we would not know this concept of midah k'neged midah, and that's why you need the pasuk in Yeshaya to teach us there's a concept of midah k'neged midah. And the Gemara now goes back to the first pasuk that we brought beforehand from Yeshaya as well, u'me'achad nafkalei mechichol so'in so'in b'rash, since we already learned the concept of midah k'neged midah from the pasuk mechichol so'in so'in b'rash, b'sasso b'sholcha t'rivena, lomli, why would we need a pasuk in Yeshaya that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back even on a great saw, even on a large amount of averis, if we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does midah k'neged midah even on small averis? And the Gemara answers that really be'ikra, the pasuk of b'sasso b'sholcha t'rivena, is not coming to teach you the din of midah k'neged midah. It's actually coming to teach us the din of Rechununa Bar Papa, the Arma Rechununa Bar Papa, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min Umar, and Rechununa Bar Papa teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take retribution from one of the Umay Sa'ilam, that's not Klai Yisrael, when they do a small avera, but he waits at Shashi Lucha until the point that he has enough averis, it can completely destroy them and completely wipe them out from this world. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, B'sasso B'shalcha T'rivena, that when is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mayor with the Umay Sa'ilam, is only at the point when they fill up the entire Sar and this huge amount of averis, and at that point he could destroy them and send them away from this world. And the Gemara continues that how can you say that at some point that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes retribution from Goyim that he completes to destroy them? Meaning it is not necessarily true, as V'amar Rava, Rava taught us, Shleisha Kaisis Hamuris B'Mitzrayim, there were three cups that were spoken about in the Chaloyim of the Sar Mashkim when he speaks about it with Yosef. And when the Sar Mashkim told of his dream to Yosef, he said the following, Kais Parah B'Yadei, V'Eschad Oysam El Kais Parah, and he also said V'Etan Sakais, and the word Kais is a remiss to Bronius. V'Yes Lama, why do we have to say the Lashon of Kais three times? And he explains, Achash Shashasav Yimei Moshe, because one time that Parah and Mitzrayim were given retribution, and that is the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Achash Shashasav Yimei Parah Necha, and there was one time during the time of Parah Necha, when Nebuchadnezzar, who was the Melech Babel, came and waged war against Parah and Mitzrayim. Finally, V'Achash Shasid Lishis Im Chavrisah, and there will also be a further retribution, time of Mashiach, and they will be destroyed together with the rest of Umas Ha'ilam. And therefore we see that Parah and Mitzrayim were actually given punishments three times, and it wasn't done in one time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not wait until the point that he wanted to completely destroy them. The Gemara continues and asks, V'chitema hanach azdu v'hanach rinanu, maybe in Echanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Parah and Mitzrayim, and now the second time that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Parah and Mitzrayim, it was actually a different Umar, and was not the same Umar, but in Echanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu really waited until the point that they deserved to be destroyed, and he completely destroyed Mitzrayim. But the Maisa, that can't be, because V'tani will enter the Braisa. Amar Behuda, Rabbi Behuda stated, Minyamin Ger Mitzri Hayli Chavim Mitamidu Rabbi Kiva. Minyamin, who was a Ger Mitzri, was a friend of mine from the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. Minyamin, who was a Ger Mitzri, stated, Ani Mitzri Rishain, I am a first generation Mitzri, V'nisasi Mitzvus Rishaina, and I married a Mitzvus who was also a first generation Mitzvus. Therefore, our child was a Mitzri Sheini. We know that it's also for Yisrael to marry a Mitzri. The Pasuk states, Banim Ashir Vodlehem Doshlishi Yavlehem Bekal Hashem, that the only time that a Mitzri who is Mizgaya can go and marry a regular full fledged Yisrael is only once there's a third generation Mitzri. If my child, who's a Mitzri Sheini, goes and marries a Mitzri Rishaina, and she is a first generation mitzvah, then their children will be halach achad mother, because you go after the one which is the most possible. and therefore their children will also be in mitzvah sheni, and they will not be able to be loved b'kal. And therefore, Minyam and Gera Mitzri said, I had to follow an Itzah, see Lubdi, mitzvah shniyah. I made sure that my child, who was a second generation mitzvah, married a mitzvah who was also a second generation mitzvah, Kadeshi had ben b'dim, with loved b'kal. At that point, my grandchildren would be a third generation mitzvah, and therefore they will be able to be mutalavi b'kal, and they would not have this restriction any longer. And clearly, we see that the mitzvah was still around, even in the generation of Rabbi Akiva. Of course, this was circa the end of Bayis Sheni, and therefore you can't explain that when Rabbi stated there were Puranis that came against the mitzvah at three different times in history, that is referring to different groups of mitzvah, and really each time the mitzvah were completely destroyed. And therefore, the Gemara asks that had Rabbi Chanan bar Papa teach us that Ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifrim in Uma at Shashilucha, and the Gemara answers Elo I Itma Hachi Itma. If we have this member of Rabbi Chanan bar Papa, this is the way to understand it. As Rabbi Chanan bar Papa, Ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifrim in Hamelach at Shashilucha. Now, although it's true that Benigay of one nation, it's possible that there can be multiple punishments and multiple retribution, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take retribution from a specific king until the time when he meets his entire criteria and he does so many averes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy that melech. Shenema b'sasa b'shalcha terivena. And the Gemara continues, I'm maybe masin l'hadra b'chinam b'papa, aha, I'm maybe learned this dinner b'chinam b'papa on the following. What is the pshat in the pasuk that says to the Malachi, ki ani Hashem le'shinisi v'atim b'ni Yaakov le'chalisem, I am Hashem and I have never changed, and you are the sons of Yaakov, will not be destroyed. And the Gemara explains, ani Hashem le'shinisi le'yikis l'umma v'shinisi la, I never went against an umma's oilam and then had to repeat myself, because once I decided to destroy them, I completely destroyed the umma. The reason why he completely destroys the umma is because he waits until they have so many averes that he has no choice at that point but to completely destroy them. However, ba'atim de'yakov le'chalisem b'negei beis Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait until they have a complete saw and a complete measurement of averes, and therefore he will never destroy the Bnei Yaakov. Mar explains, Hayinu d'chsev, and this is what the pasuk says in Devarim, k'chitzai achalo behem, giving einshim to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use all of his arrows against them. Learn, k'chitzai kolin behin einin kolin, although my arrows will be completed and I won't have any more arrows, however, Klal Yisrael will never be completed and they will never be completely destroyed. Ayin enticed at the bottom of Amid, lo yikis l'umma v'shinisi, hu adin da'aha v'matzal mifer echad rava. Certainly on this version of Amemar, who learned the din of Rav Chinam b'Papa, that it's going on to Umma Sa'ilam, Gemara could have asked the question that he asked before from Rava and from Minyamin. He's just bothered because in this Gemara, it actually would have been even a stronger question, because if we would have asked the question, we wouldn't have been able to give the teretz that we gave before, that this Gemara is only talking about the Melech of Umma Sa'ilam. We brought the Pasuk B'negei B'nei Yaakov, and as Taisa says, the Mashma Kol B'nei Yaakov Kama, and we're talking about all of Klai Yisrael over here, and we're also talking about the entire Umma, and we're not talking about a specific Melech, Ayin and Taisa. And our Gemara continues, and we just spoke about the Umma Sa'ilam, and we spoke about the kings of Umma Sa'ilam, and the Gemara now states, Amar Ramnuna, that Ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifrim in Adam at Shispalas Asai, even regarding one individual person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't take retribution until he completes and he fills up all of his Einshin, and at that point he deserves to be punished. This memory is talking about someone who's a Rasha, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and he doesn't take retribution from him in Olam Hazeh in order that he should get his Einshin in Olam Haba. And Ramnuna brings this from a Pasuk in Iyov Shenem, as the Pasuk states, B'mlei Sifka Yetz, and only after a person goes and does everything that they wanted to, then at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a retribution and a Rasha receives his Einshin in Olam Haba. However, B'negei Tzadik, the opposite is true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him Einshin in this world in order that he should be able to receive a full Schar B'Olam Haba. Before we continue, let's just discuss the top Taisis on Daf Tesem and Alv, where Taisis discusses Minyamin Gera Mitzri, that even though we stated that Minyamin was a Gera Mitzri, therefore we brought a Raya that was still Mitzrim in the world at the time of Akiva. However, L'maisa, there's a Gemara Masechtas Brach that brings down that Amid Yehuda Garamani Lefneim in base medrash, and he asked them Mani Lava Bekal. Rabbi Gamliel stated it's also because you come from Amid. However, Rabbi Shua said it's that Mutar, and Rabbi Shua explained V'chi Amid Amayev B'mekayman Yeshvin. Do you think that Amid Amayev are really the same Amid Amayev? Ba'loikva Ol Sancharev Melech Ashur Who Bilbels Kalim Kulay. You know that Sancharev came and he mixed up the entire world, and therefore there's no such thing as a pure person from Amid, for that matter, a pure person that's a Mitzri, and therefore Hadar Gemara state that Minyamin was actually Ger Mitzri, if Lachari should also be Mutalavi Bekal. Rashi and Agamara discusses this point as well, and Rashi explains, as Taisus brings at the beginning of Taisus, actually Minyamin Hayataya, Minyamin actually made a mistake, Visabel, Shalinus Balblu, he thought that he's a pure Mitzri. Actually, this is the Sefer Tosefta, which is brought in the end of Masechtas Kedushin, where Rabbi Akiva said to Minyamin that you made a mistake because the Lach is that Kfar Ol Sancharev, U Bilbos Umais, therefore you really are Mutalavi Bekal, as Loy Mitzum Mukaiman, Veloy Amainum Avim Mukaiman, you're not considered a pure Mitzri. And people from Amin Amayev are not considered pure people from Amin Amayev, and therefore the Issa of Loy Bakal is not necessarily relevant in these days. And therefore, Taisus explains our Gemara. The Gemara's question was that The only question was if they were completely mixed up. But everyone agrees that the mitzvim and people from Ma'amin and Mayiv are still in this world and they weren't completely destroyed. That's why the Gemara asked Rav Chinuba Papa, where he stated that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min Uma Ad Shas Shiluchah, and l'chayr it seems that they're completely destroyed. And then Tais brings from Rabbeinu Tam the Sancherib Afal Pilu Shab Bilbil's Kolag Lim Kulay, even though it's true that he mixed up the entire world. However, Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Bilbil, he never mixed up Eretz Mitzrayim, and Minyamim was Taka a Ger Mitzri and was also Lava Bilkal. Lefi Taisis, it seems that Ar Gemara is being chaylik on this Taisefta in the end of Masechtas Kedushin. And Mepharshim discussed that it could be there's an nafkamina between the Pshat of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to if there's an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim nowadays, as Lefi Rashi there should be no Issa because they're not the same Egyptians. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they're still the same Mitzrim, and therefore there would be Issa to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. Ayin and Mepharshim. Gemara continues, Darsh Rav Chinuba Papa. Rav Chinuba Papa once again dashens Maidach Siv. What does the Pasuk in Tehillim mean when it states, Ranu Tzadikim Hashem, Laisharim Na Vasila, that the Tzadikim should be very happy because of Hashem, proper to praise those who are Yesharim? Rav Papa explains, Al Tikri Na Vasila, not read the Pasuk as if it states that it's proper to give praise, El Nevesila, that their palace is something that should be praiseworthy. And Zem Moshe V'David is referring to the palaces of Moshe, as well as David HaMelech, and Shleisholtu Sedeim B'Maseim, that the enemies were never able to have Shlita on the buildings that they built. B'negei Moshe, this certainly refers to the Mishkan, and B'negei David, some explain that it's talking about Ir David, and it's talking about the palaces that David built for himself, and others explain it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash that his son Shlomo built. And Rashi explains, Shleisholtu Sedeim B'Maseidayim, Lias Nenemem, that the enemies were not able to have Anar from the Maseidayim of Moshe Rabbeinu and David. And the Gemara explains, David Dechsiv, where do we know that B'negei David, that his Maseidayim were actually not used by the Goyim, as the Pasuk states in Eiv, Tavu Barat Shara, that his gates were actually sunken into the ground, and it is referring either to the gates that were by Ir David, or it's referring to the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, which although were made by his son Shlomo HaMelech, however the money and the materials for these gates were already collected by David HaMelech. And the Gemara brings the story as Moshe the Amamar, as we learned, Mishinev the Mikdash Rishain, once they built the Beis HaMikdash, Nignas Oel Mayed, Crush of Krasov, Ubrich of Amud of Adonav, at that point they took the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, they took the Oel Mayed, the beams, the hooks, as well as its bars and the pillars and its sockets, and they hid it away, and therefore it was never destroyed. And the Gemara asks, Hecha, where was hidden away? So Chista says, Tachas Mechilo Shelecho, it was hidden in a network of tunnels that was built underneath the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Saita Nasnei Nea, B'misha Einu Reila, that since the Saita looked at someone who she shouldn't have looked at, Masha Biksha Loi Nitla, that not only what she desired was not given to her, as we know that she's going to be Asa to the Baal, not only did she lose what she desired, Umash Biyadu Nathnu Mena, and even what she already had, also take away from her, Rashi brings him, Shoysim Mayim Mesa, if she will actually drink from the Mayim Arim, then she will die, then my Dasan, if she actually admits to it, and therefore she won't drink from the Mayim Arim, and she won't die, Nesher Baila will still be Asa to her husband, Vesidik Subasa, and she will also lose her Ksuba. And the Gemara brings this Klal, Shekal Nesan Inim, Masha Inay Shalai, if anyone looks at and desires something that's not theirs, Masha Mbakash Inay Shalai, not only will he not be able to acquire what he doesn't have, but Umashi Biyadu Nagli Menu, even the thing that he already has, he will lose. And we continue on Daf Tesla and Beis, Bechem Metzin Benachash Akanmani, just like we find by the original stake, Shenasan Inim, Masha Inay Royaloi, because he actually looked at Chava and he desired Chava, which was not Roy to him, Masha Bikish Loi Nitloi, then not only did he not receive Chava, Masha Biyadu Nagli Menu, the Nachash even lost out everything that he did have. And Rashi brings that the Nachash was Nasan Inim Bechava Ubala, and he actually had beer with her. That's why when Chava stated that the Nachash inside of me used the Lashon of Hishiyani, and that's a Lashon of Tashmish of Nisuyani, as you can read as Hishiyani, as the Lashon of Nisuyan. And Rashi states, not Luyumeno Kaipman's Kufa, that originally Nachash had a certain stature and he was able to stand on his legs. And Rashi and Chumash states, Raglaim Ha'ilai Vinakatsu, and that he originally had feet and they were cut off. Mark continues, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Amati Hei Melech HaKol Behema V'chaya, I originally said that you will be the king over all the Behemoths and Chayas. That's why the Pasuk states that the Nachash was Aram Mikol. However, V'achsho, but now that he did such a Avera, Aruhu Mikol Behema, Mikol Chayas HaSada, you will be more cursed than all the Behemoths and the Chayas. Ani Amati Yehelech become his Gufa, and although originally I made you with feet and you were able to stand upright, Achsho V'chachoyin Chayelech, now you'll have to slither on your stomach. Ani Amati Hei Macholim Meichel Adam, I said originally that you'll be able to eat the same food as a person. However, now you'll have to eat dirt. Who am I? The Nachash originally stated, "Eregas Adam, I'll kill Adam. The Esses Chava, and I'll be able to marry Chava." But Achshav, now that you did such an avira, so Eva Oshes Ben Cho Ben Isha Ben Zerecho Ben Zera, I will now cause great animosity between you and the woman, as well as between your children and her offsprings. The Gemara will now bring 10 other examples of the cloud that we said that Klal Nosin Inu B'Masha Inu Shloi Ma'ashem Vakish Inu Shloi U'Masha. Mashbiad Neflin Meno, we will wait until we see Rashi in order to explain that. Vechem Mitzina Bekayim Bekayachu Bilam Vidoy, Vachitaifa Vegechazi, Vasholim Vadineo, Vizio of Haman, Shenasin and Nam, Mashain Royalham, Mashabikshu Lelithlam, Mashbiad Natlumaham. And Rashi explains, but the Gay Kayan, Nasin Inno Betumi Yisera Shinodim Hevel, the Hevel had two twins that was born with him, and Kayan only had one, as Benigea, the birth of Kayan, it says as Kayan, and Benigea, the birth of Hevel, says as Achav as Hevel. See, the Hevel was born with two twins. Kayan wanted to marry them, and then because of that, he was jealous of Hevel, and that causes destruction. Karech al Kuna v'nivla. Karech wanted the Kuna, and eventually he was swallowed up by the ground. Bilam, the Menashe Balak, Lekalas Yisrael. He went and he desired the money of Balak in order to go and curse Kal Yisrael. V'ner b'minyan, shahol lito skar, esuv abba elef, shenafle b'Yisrael batzasai. At the point when he went to collect his reward for causing the downfall of the destruction of 24,000 of Kal Yisrael, that is the time that he was killed. Rashi says, Doig, Abiyah Rayim, the Pasuk calls him the Abiyah Rayim, the Gadosh of Talmidim Haya. He was the greatest Talmidim, the Niskanim of David, and he was jealous of David. Shuru, Novin, David, Ish Toyo, Mar, Ponim Balacha, Kirsiv, Hinu, Isim, Ben Lishe, Besalachbi. Because of this, he said Lashon Hara against David to Shaul, and he died prematurely. Achitophel wanted to become the Melech in the times of David, but he also died very young, because he was a Talmud of Elisha, wanted to take the property of Naaman. He received an Einish that he got Saras. And of course, as we know, Avshalom made a coup against David, and he died while he was waging this war. Adonio, who was one of the children of David, he wanted to marry Avishag in order to show that he was Melech and take the kingdom away from Shlomo. He was killed by Shlomo Melech. And then Uzio, who was a Melech, he wanted to actually be the Kohen as well. He was punished and received Saras, as the Pasuk states, by Saras Zarchal Mitzchai. And finally, Haman wasn't satisfied with his position, and he wanted to even be greater and kill all Klal Yisrael. And ultimately, that caused his downfall and his destruction and his death. Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, B'yarech eschilu ba'aveir t'chilu v'achach ha'beton, l'fikach t'hilok ha'yarech t'chilu v'achach ha'beton v'shak kol guf l'ipolat. The Gemara will now discuss that there are three times that the Pasuk actually says such a Lashon, is when the Kohen discusses what will happen and he says the klala, it actually says, b'seis Hashem esureichich nefeles v'esbit nechtzava, and talks about how yarech first. Then once the Kohen states what will happen when the Mayim Amarim go into a body, it states, latzpeis beton v'lam pel yarech, so it talks about a beton first, and then when it talks about the actuality, once again, it speaks about a beton first, and only afterwards speaks about hayarech. Therefore, Agamar yes, minad imili, we know that the einish will apply to her thigh first, and only afterwards to her stomach. Gemara states, if you're going to tell me because it says b'degei the kohen saying the shvua, and it talks about the yarech first and then the beton, but afterwards it says v'safsa b'no v'nafli recha, and therefore you can't prove which one comes first. So Abaya, Abaya says, kilayit layit chilu yarech inechinami, when the kohen curses her, then he brings that curse first with the gay of the yarech and v'hod button layit, and only afterwards does he curse her stomach. Umayiki batki kurchai batki, but when the water goes into her body, it goes in its normal fashion, beten b'resha v'hod yarech, and it first hits her stomach, and afterwards will it cause any issues to her thigh. We dashing the first and the third psukim that are written in the Pasha of Saita, but the Gemara is, but klalinami ksiv, there's actually a second pasuk in the gay of klala where it states, last place beten v'lum pel yarech, and it talks about the beten first and then the yarech, even with the gay of klala. Originally, when the kohen curses her, he actually speaks about a yarech first and then a button. But lemaisa, when the mayim will go into her, people will see that her destruction comes by her stomach first and then through her thigh. So then people will say that what the kohen stated was wrong, and really the mayim marim did not have the effect. And therefore, the kohen is careful to state that even though I'm giving you a kala, I'm telling you that the yarech is first and then the button, but you should know lemaisa, the beten will have the issue first, and only afterwards will the yarech have the problem. This is done in order that people should not speak against the Mayim Marim, and they will realize that really the Mayim Marim is a nace and it actually does work exactly the way it was prescribed. Our Mishnah continues to discuss the concept of Mida Kenega Mida. Shimshon Halach Acha Inav Lefikach Nachu Plishtim Esenav, because Shimshon went after his eyes, even though Hashem wanted him to marry someone from Plishtim, however, Lemaisa, he did this based on his desire as well, and therefore eventually he will lose his eyes based on the Plishtim knocking out his eyes. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Vayachzu Plishtim Vayinachu Esenav. Similarly, Avshalom Nisgar Besairo Lefikach Nitlu Besairo, since Avshalom took pride in his hair, therefore eventually he was hung by his hair. It's when he wanted to show that he's king, therefore he went and had beer with 10 of the palakshim of his father. Therefore, midik negamidol lechfirach nasnu by eslim biyis. There were 10 spears that were stuck into Avshalom. Shenem, as the pasuk states, veisoy basar and arim noisei kliyoyev. Shalom was surrounded by 10 of the young people that were carrying the weapons of Yoyev. Vayakos Avshalom all hit Avshalom by Yamisu, and they put him to death. Shekatinu lufisha ganu shol shlevavis, and since he stole 3 hearts, leiv aviv leiv bezdin for leiv Yisrael, he stole his father's heart, he stole Bezin's heart, and he stole Klal Yisrael's heart, as he tricked them into thinking that he was really the proper Melech. The Mishnah only brings the third time where he stole the hearts of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk states, "Vayigarev Avshalom Eslev Anshei Yisrael," that Avshalom stole the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Of course, we know that he stole David's heart, as Lemaisa he created a coup against David. Rashi brings the story as to how he stole the hearts of Bezin. Rashi brings from the Yerushalmi and Saita, where Dashan is the Pasuk that states, "As Avshalom Hochum Asayim Ish Kruyim Vahochum Lutumam," and they learn out the fact that it says Kruyim, it tells us that actually Avshalom had a paper where it said that David HaMelech gave him right to take two of the Sanhedrin with him. Instead of Avshalom only showing it to two of the great people and two of the great Sanhedrin, he actually showed it to 200 people, and therefore they all went with him, and therefore it looked like the Sanhedrin were backing Avshalom, and that's why it caused the rest of Klal Yisrael to also go and follow Avshalom. Because he stole three of their hearts, Lefikach Disku by Gimel Shvatim, that's the Midah Keneged Midah, why there were three spears that were stuck into Avshalom. And as the Pasuk states, Vayikach Shleishi Shvatim Mechapai Vayiskaim B'Lev Avshalom, that he took three spears and they put it into Avshalom's heart. Achrenim discuss why is it that the Mishnah goes out of order, as the Aser L'Mevi'ais really happened after the Shleish Shvatim Ayin Sham. The Mishnah continues that just like we said B'negei Midah Ra, that Midah Keneged Midah applies, therefore certainly it applies B'negei Midah Satava, as the Mishnah states V'chein L'in HaTayva, and therefore certainly B'negei is someone that does something good deserving of a Ischar, then we have the concept of Midah Keneged Midah. And where do we see that? Miriam Hamtina L'Moshe Sha'achas, that at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and he was thrown into the Nar, that Miriam waited over there, Shenema V'tisas V'chais Mirachik, and even though she only had to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu for an hour, however, her Ischar was L'fikach Nis'ak V'lo Yisrael Shiviyam B'Midbar, when she had Shiras in the Midbar, the entire Klal Yisrael waited for her for 7 days, Shenema V'amlei Nasa Adei Asif Miriam. The Mishnah continues, Yosef Zach Likba Saviv, Yosef was Zeicha, that he was the one of the Shvatim that went and buried his father, V'im B'achav Gadol Menu. Of course, Yosef was the greatest of the Shvatim, and as the Pasuk states, V'yal Yosef Likba Saviv, V'yalu Imoy Gam Rechav Gam Prashim, that we know that Yosef went up from Mitzrayim to take Yaakov Avinu to bury him in Eretz Canaan, as Yaakov asked Yosef to do. And the Schar that Yosef had was Midah Keneged Midah, as Midlanu Gadol Miyosef. Schar was that no one else was treated with such covet as Yosef. Shalei Nisasek by El Moshe, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac with the Irene Shel Yosef, and he was the one that took the Aron of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. That was Midah Keneged Midah, because Be'im B'Yisrael Gadol Mimenu, as there was no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in Klal Yisrael, Shenema, Vayikach Moshe's Atzvus Yosef Imoy, that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzvus Yosef together with him, and we learn out Imoy M'chitzasai, and Midah Gadol Mimoshe, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu also received the Schar, it was Midah Keneged Midah, and he also received the greatest covet, Shalei Nisasek by El Mokrim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chfeidu V'Atzmai went and was metapel with the Misa of Moshe and with the Kvur of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, as the Pasuk states, Vayikpa Oisim B'Gai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu in Gai, Lo'ya Moshe B'Vad Amru, and this is not only stated B'Negei Moshe, El Al-Kal Tzadikim, that although, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bury all the Tzadikim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in their death, and he takes in the Shalom from them, Shenema B'Halchu F'necha Tzidkecha, K'vida Hashem Yasvecha, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather in the Neshama of a Tzadik, and this is the concept of Misa B'Neshika. And we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara will discuss the story of Shimshon. Tanu Rabbanan, we learn, Shimshon Be'inam Marid, Shimshon rebelled through his eyes, Shenema, as the Pasuk states, V'yayim Shimshon Al-Aviv, Shimshon told his father, Oysa Kachli Ki Yishar Be'inai, when he saw this woman from Timnas, he told his father that he wants to get married to her because she found favor in my eyes, Lefikach Daku Plishimus Einav, and because he actually married her only through his desire, therefore the Plishtim knocked out his eyes, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'yachsu Plishtim V'yinaku Es Einav. The Gemara asks, Eni, are you saying that when he married this woman from Timnas, it was actually the wrong thing to do, but the Pasuk states, V'avim Le'yadu Ki Mashemi, Shimshon's father and mother did not know that this was actually from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to happen because Shimshon was able to help Klal Yisrael in this manner. And the Gemara answers, Ki Azal Mia Basi Yashrisu Azal, that in Chanami, though it was proper and the right thing for Shimshon to marry this woman, however, L'maisa, Shimshon went in with some of his thoughts, which were not Lishma, and as the Pasuk is made, that he stated, Ki Hi Yashra Be'inai. The Gemara continues, Tani, we learned the Raisa, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi teaches us, Tchilas Kilkul Ba'aza, the original Kilkul of Shimshon started in Aza, Lefikach Laka Ba'aza, and that's why eventually, when he had his punishment, it also occurred in Aza, and the Gemara explains, Tchilas Kilkul Ba'aza, the Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ba'ilach Shimshon Azasa, Ba'yasham Isha Zayna, that Shimshon went to Aza, and he found over there an Isha Zayna, and he had relation with this woman, Lefikach Laka Ba'aza, that's why when he was captured by the Plishtim, he was taken to Aza, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ba'yudu Isa Azasa, or yes, how can you say that his original Aveira was in Aza, Va'ksiv, but the Pasuk states, Va'yerid Shimshon Timnasa, he originally went to Timnasa, and that's where he met this woman that he married. Gemara answers, in Chinami, he married a woman from Timnas, but at least he married her. However, Tchilas Kilkula Mia Ba'aza Haya, his original Kilkul is considered to have happened in Aza, because he met the Zayna, and he had relationship with her, and he never married her. And the Gemara continues and discusses the third woman that Shimshon had a relationship with, and in this case, he actually married her as well, and this is referring to the most famous one, which was the Lila. Delila. And the pasuk states, "Vahi achichem v'yav isha b'nachal sherek u'shma Delila." And after this point, he loved the woman from Nachal Sherek, and her name was Delila. And the Gemara says, "Tanya, we learned the brayso, Rabbi Omer il moli nikra shma Delila. If not for the fact that her name was actually Delila, yahaisa shetikari Delila, that lemaisa her name was fitting, and her name should have been Delila. The lashon Delila is a lashon of dildala, which is a lashon that someone severs something from another part of his body. And over here also, dildalas kaychay, she caused Shimshon to lose his strength. Dildalas libay also severed his heart, as we'll see in a moment. And dildalas maisav, she also severed his maisim. The Gemara now explains, dildalas kaychay, she caused a severance of his strength. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, by yasa kaychay me'olav, they lost his strength. And also, dildalas libay, the chsiv, vateir dalila kihigalas kalibay, that dalila saw that Shimshon was honest with her, and he told her the source of his strength. And dildalas maisav, this dal shchina minei, she caused that the shchina departed from Shimshon. The chsiv, as the pasuk states, v'hula yada ki Hashem saw me'olav, that Shimshon didn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu departed from him, and he didn't have the siyata shmai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara just mentioned dildalas libay, her brought the pasuk, vateir dalila kihigalas kalibay, or he asked, dalamaisa, she asked Shimshon the same question as to how he has such strength. Shimshon first told her a few other things, and she didn't believe him, and at this point, all of a sudden, she believed him. So the Gemara asked, Mina Yuda, had she know to believe Shimshon at this point? The Gemara gives two answers, Amar Abchan and Amar Rav. Abchan says in Rav, Nikarin Divri Emes, that it's always recognizable words that are really true, and therefore she had an intuition that this was the truth. And Abaya, my Abaya states, Yada boy, Baisa Tzaddik, Le Mapa Shem Shemayim Batola, she knew that this Tzaddik would not say that Kaj Baruch's name for naught, and Kivin the Amar, and since he said, Nazir Le Kimani, that I'm a Nazir of Hashem, so therefore, Amra Hashtabadi Kushtagama, so she realized that at this point, he must be telling her the truth. And the Gemara continues, when Delila was trying to find out the source of Shimon's strength, continued to pressure him, and the pasuk states, so after she kept pressuring her every single day, and the pasuk used the lashon metalteu, as Rashi says in Shaftim, she pressured him, and there's no other similar word in the Torah. The Gemara therefore asks, my metalteu, what is this unique word of metalteu talking about? So Rabbi Yitzchak stated from the Yeshiva Rabbi Ami, b'shaskem abia nishmetu mitachtav, that at the time that Shimshon was getting to the point of the Gemara Bia, she would slip away from him, and therefore she would cause him great pain. And that was one of the ways that Delila was pressuring Shimshon in order that he should tell her what is the source of his strength. The Gemara continues to prior to the point that Shimshon was born, and is discussing the nevuah that Shimshon's mother Tzlafonis had, and the Malach told her, that you should guard yourself and make sure that you don't drink new or old wine, and you should also not eat anything tamei. We know when the Torah talks about something tamei, it's talking about something that's not kosher, and therefore the Gemara asks, my kol tamei, what is the Torah telling her when he says not to eat something that's tamei? V'suat hashet varim tameim kachla. Think up until this point that the mother of Shimshon was eating behemoth tomatoes. Certainly she was eating kosher the entire time. And the Gemara answers, when the pasuk says it's called tamei, it's not referring to tamei dik of food. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Dvei Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Yitzchak stated in Yeshiva Rabbi Ami, dvar masum benazir, this is referring to things that are usher to a nazir. Rashi brings Mishras and Oven, is specifically talking about some sort of grape juice, kagoyin nazir shashar and nazir b'mayim, and it's referring to a nazir that soaked grapes in water, v'yesh bem tam yayin, and even though it's mayim, but it has some taste of wine, d'lenafkum mekalashi yasum megepen yayin, and really there's no isid raisa. Even so, the mother of Shimshon was told, can't even drink water with the taste of grapes. That's what the pasuk meant when it was stated, v'al teichli kol tamei. And the Gemara continues, and even though up until this point, it seems that Shimshon did a lot of things wrong, however, of course, Shimshon was doing things l'shem shemayim, and he was doing it in order to save Klal Yisrael, and there were great nisim that happened for Shimshon as well. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the story of Shimshon after he got married to this woman in Timnah, and he actually killed 1,000 plishtim, and at that point, he was very thirsty. It states, v'yivka l'kim esamachtesh asher b'lechi, v'yetzim enim mayim, v'yesh, v'tashavucha, v'yechi. After Shimshon used this jawbone of an animal, and he swung it at the plishtim, and he killed 1,000 plishtim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and the area where the teeth were split open, and water came out of them, and this way, Shimshon was able to drink, and he was able to restore his spirit, and he was able to live. And the Gemara states, Amar Bisuch Dvei Rabami, hu evil l'davat tamei, l'fikach nitlu chayah b'dvat tamei. Now, although it's true that a great nes happened for Shimshon, however, it came on a day something tamei, as it came from a jawbone of a donkey. And the reason why that happened is because since Shimshon desired something which was tamei to him, and he got married to this woman from Timnah, who was a plishti, therefore, he deserved a punishment, and his only salvation came from the jawbone of a donkey, which is a dvat tamei. Gemara continues and dashes in the pasuk by the beginning of the story of Shimshon, where it states, v'atach ruach Hashem l'fabim v'machne don bein tzara v'bein ashtal. Gemara states that this is actually a remez to the bracha of Yaakov Avinu that he gave to Don, as Amar Abcham Rab Chanina chosid v'urash shal Yaakov Avinu. This point, this was the beginning of the kiyum of Yaakov Avinu's bracha to Don. As Yaakov Avinu stated, he don nachash al yederach, that Don will be compared to a nachash that's on the the road. That's why the pasuk tells us specifically, "Vatacharuach Hashem l'famay b'machne don." Gemara continues to dash in this pasuk as the pasuk states, "L'famay b'machne don." And Amar Rabbi Yitzchak be Rabbi Ami. So once again, Rabbi Yitzchak says over from the yeshiva Rabbi Ami, "Milam sheish shchinah b'kachkeshes l'fano kizug." It teaches us that the shchinah was going in front of Shimshon, just like a bell. Shimshon had complete siyata d'shmaya. Ksiv hacha, as it states over here, "L'famay b'machne don." Or ksiv hasam and b'negayi the kohen gadol says, "Pamim v'rimayin," that at the bottom of the kohen gadol's clothing, it had a bell as well as a pomegranate. But the kohen gadol went, this bell was with the kohen gadol and it made sounds, so too Hashem was always with Shimshon. Finally, the pasuk states, "Ben Tzara ben Eshtal," that at this point, Shimshon was between Tzara and Eshtal. And Amar Rab Asi explained, "Tzara and Eshtal, Shnei Harim Gedolim Hayu," with two great mountains, "V'akar and Shimshon v'tachlon zebzeh," and Shimshon uprooted them and he ground them together and created dust out of these mountains. And we see the great strength of Shimshon, and we will stop over here.